As a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you. This word of life was chosen by an ecumenical group in Germany. We are living it together as brothers and sisters from many different churches. Our hope is that our lives throughout the year may be accompanied by this promise of God. Who hasn't seen crying children throw themselves into their mother's arms? Whatever the matter is, important or not, the mother dries their children's tears and hugs them with tenderness. Little by little, the children begin to smile again. The mother's presence and loving kindness are enough. God behaves like this with us and compares his love to the comfort a mother can give. These words show how God speaks to his people upon their return from exile in Babylon. They had seen their homes and their temple demolished and had been deported to a foreign land where they felt lost and grief-stricken. Now returning to their homeland, the people had to rebuild on the rubble of that destruction. Today, the tragedy that Israel lived through is being repeated in many war-torn peoples, victims of terrorist atrocities or inhuman exploitation. Houses and streets ripped apart, sites symbolic of a cultural identity razed to the ground, goods pillaged, places of worship destroyed. How many people kidnapped, millions forced to flee, thousands dying in deserts or at sea. It looks like an apocalypse. The word of life is an invitation to believe in God's loving action, even when his presence is not felt. It is a proclamation of hope. He is beside whomever suffers persecution, injustice, exile. He is with us, with our family, with our people. He knows our personal pain and that of the whole human race. He became one of us, to the point of dying on a cross. This is why he knows how to understand us and comfort us. He acts just as a mother who lifts her child into her lap and gives comfort. We need to open our eyes and hearts to see him. To the extent that we experience the tenderness of his love, we will be able to transmit it to those who live in pain and under trial, so that we can become instruments of consolation. Paul, too, suggested it to the Christians with these words from the second letter to the Corinthians. Console those who are in any affliction with the consolation with which we ourselves are consoled by God. This was also a deeply personal and specific experience of Kiara Lubick as written in her book, Meditations. Quote, Lord, give me all who are lonely. I have felt in my heart the passion that fills your heart for all of the forsakenness in which the whole world is drifting. I love everyone who is sick and alone. Who consoles their weeping? Who mourns their slow death? Who presses to their own heart the heart in despair? My God, let me be in this world the tangible sacrament of your love. Let me be your arms that press to themselves and consume in love all the loneliness of the world. Written by Father Fabio Chardi.